There we found Jaggers washing his hands and face carefully with perfumed soap. He did this every evening before going home. He seemed to be washing away his clients and his work like dirt. We all walked to his house together. The housekeeper brought in the first dish. She was about 40, with a strange, wild expression on her pale face. She seemed almost afraid of her master, and looked anxiously at him whenever she entered the room. The food was indeed very good, and the conversation was cheerful. But somehow Mr. Jaggers made us all show the worst side of our characters, and encouraged Drummle, who we all disliked, to annoy us. When Drummle stupidly said that he was stronger than any of us, we all protested, foolishly showing each other our muscles to prove how strong we were. Suddenly, Mr. Jaggers clapped his large hand on the housekeeper's, as she was removing a dish. We stopped talking immediately. "Gentlemen," he said, "look at my housekeeper here. She is stronger than any of you. Molly, show them your wrists."
"No, please, master," she begged, trying to pull away, but he held her hand firmly.
"Show them, Molly," he said, and she held her wrists out to us. "I've never seen stronger hands than these," he said. There was silence for a few minutes. "All right, Molly, you can go," he said, and she hurried out. During the rest of the dinner, Mr. Jaggers continued to enjoy watching us quarrelling with Drummle. He gave the impression, surprisingly, of liking Drummle very much. But I was glad when the dinner was over, and Herbert and I could walk quietly back to our rooms together.